Hi, this is Haiti, and it's Gentrified. I want to start this series by introducing myself and who I am. I am a high school sophomore, currently 16. I'm about to be 17 this year. I am doing a project for my Human Geo class. My teacher is someone who requires highly of us, and he wants us to not only just make a project for him, he wants us to actually learn something with it, you know, as I believe most teachers would. He gives us a lot of projects, and honestly, I feel with projects, I learn more than actual assignments because I have to take the time to actually research and look into stuff to put it all together, as with this project. No, this podcast means a lot to me because it is my first. After listening to so many other creators, I've been influenced by them to make this, and honestly, it's way harder than I believed it was. The editing and the soundtracks and all of it put together is very difficult in general, and I'm a newbie to this, so, you know, bear with me. I want to make this as short and sweet as possible because this is the first episode of my series. I want to just go through the basics of my topic, so I want to get everything out in a short way so that my ideas are understood, but they're not repetitive, in a way. I am nervous to put this out there, because it's very, it's just so new to me to create this type of audio program on this platform. I've never heard of a 16-year-old podcast creator, but there probably is multiple. There's probably multiple, and I probably should look into it and will take parts of it, of them, while the series continues. I want to relate this podcast to my actual life so I can put things into perspective. I want my viewers to actually put things into perspective themselves and to compare maybe their lives with mine or their lives with other people that I'm going to interview or other people that I read about and actually tell my viewers about. I didn't want a boring project. I wanted something that will capture people's attention. I wanted to go above and beyond. I guess I am being repetitive. It's just so new to me to be talking to like my viewers like I'm talking to someone else. I just hope people will enjoy this as much as I do. So just sit back, enjoy the ride, and let's go. So, jumping into what we're going to be talking about today, as I said before, I want to just get into the basics of what my series Gentrified is going to be talking about. The two main focuses I'm going to be really like hitting in this series is, what is ethnic cleansing and gentrification is the main focus of my series. Not really series, because I wanted to make it an episode. I want to get my whole opinion and factual evidence towards what I believe and why I believe it. So right now, as we stand, I believe that ethnic cleansing and gentrification have very similar correlations. They intertwine in a lot of not only maybe American communities, but also other countries as well, I believe. America has had its own ethnic cleansings slash genocides. You have the Trail of Tears, the Native Americans. And I also believe after slavery, segregation caused a lot of movement between African Americans and white communities to intertwine and actually displace others because of the racial injustices. So, gentrification is technically not a bad thing. It's not, I don't think it's ill and intentioned. You know, I don't believe that people want to displace others for their own selfish gain. I want to believe that gentrification, is a tool for helping urban communities that maybe aren't in the best of conditions, maybe have higher rate crime rates, higher drug usage and alcohol usages. We have to also realize that maybe it is ill-intentioned, and maybe people are still as prejudiced as they were before, but more low-key about it. I strongly believe that America is still very, very deep set in its roots of racism and prejudicism. Well, not prejudicism, what am I saying? Prejudice nature. But let's move on from that. In the Brownstoner news source, it says the definition of gentrification is the phenomenon of affluent folks moving into less wealthy neighborhoods, renovating homes, attracting new businesses, and in the process, property values increase, rents go up, and poorer neighborhoods' residents are displaced. Again, I do believe this could be a tool of good for a community. This seems bad. This idea of having people displaced and not being able to actually pay for the homes they possibly grew up in or apartments they wanted to actually build a home with seems bad. It does sound bad. But in many ways, it could be a good thing. Not the fact that people are just being displaced, but yet again, the idea of what gentrification is. It creates a new chance for a neighborhood that is decreasing in at like in a good atmosphere with the higher crime rates or whatever the case may be. Possibly the idea of having gentrification occurring is a good thing. So we can say that possibly this gentrification could be a good thing, but we also have a lot of negatives towards what gentrification does. In the Economic Policy Institute's article by Algernon Austin, the article basically talks about how many neighborhoods in inner cities are concentrated with minorities, such as African Americans, with high poverty that still lack full access to decent housing. So these cities could be really attractive towards investors because they have the opportunity to actually build good infrastructures and housing for other wealthy residents to come in and actually live there and increase the property values of a lot of things and of the entire town or city. Removing basically the people in the actual city from the equation. You are separating the social statuses of the two people, the wealthy investors and the minorities in the inner cities themselves. And it displaces people. It displaces people because people won't be able to afford the same housing a wealthy investor will. It's incredibly hard to actually try to have a fair economic balance with a wealthy investor and a poverty-stricken citizen. So it's residential segregation and ongoing poverty has left African Americans in some of the least desirable housing in some of the lowest resource communities in America. So you have gentrification, and it basically places the people in these cities where they are not forced, but they are used to having not nice communities, like crime rates going up because of the lack of maybe education or housing, just housing. People need a home to grow up in, and if you don't have a stable enough environment, people don't work well in those conditions, you know? So more people are likely to drop out of school, more people have lower test scores, social and behavioral problems reoccur, and it causes